We're the farm station, all ag, all day. From the 2024 CattleCon in Orlando, Florida, I'm Tony St. James. Beefmaster, we're going to learn about Beefmaster now. We're going to start with Lorenzo Lassiter. Lorenzo, great to see you.
It's nice to see you. Good to be here.
Okay, a little background about Lorenzo and how you're involved in the Beefmaster.
So my grandfather actually founded the breed. It was developed in the early 1930s, and I'm the fourth generation. My son is the fifth to continue raising Beefmasters. And so during those years, which is going on 90 now, the breed has developed and changed along the way, but I think it's the seventh or eighth largest breed in the U.S. in registrations today, and so we've really grown, largest of the American breeds, and we're real proud of that.
Okay. Now I hear that there are six essentials, and where do we go with those?
So as my grandfather developed the breed, he developed a philosophy also called the Lassiter philosophy of the six essentials. And those traits are fertility, weight, conformation, hardiness, disposition, and milk production. And his idea was that if you select cattle for only those six economic traits in balance to the exclusion of everything else, you will have financially rewarding, productive, and fertile cattle. And so that's been our trademark throughout. And that's one of the reasons the breed has stayed balanced and stayed true to its roots and hadn't chased a lot of fads through the years, as a lot of breeds have gone through over the years. And so the cattle continue to be productive ranch-type cattle today as they were back in the 30s.
Joe, I guess one of the questions is, what are we doing with this today?
Well, I think, Tony, one of the big things is we're staying true to those six essentials that Mr. Lassiter came up with, but we're also now trying to enhance them. So we're doing a lot more work with feed efficiency, a lot more work in carcass quality, because the Beefmaster female, you can't beat her. She is the best female out there. She's the one that gets the job done. But how do we affect the crossbreeding systems of today, and how do our bulls work on other breeds of cattle? And so we've got some really good data that's coming in on carcass quality now. We're using a Lassiter bull to get some of that data as well. And we're looking at that feed efficiency, looking at those cattle that grade. And over the last 2 years, our cattle have graded choice or better when they've been bred to English-type cattle. So we want to continue the research and making sure that we stay true to the six essentials, keep the maternal cow at the forefront, but then make sure that our bulls have a place in the industry.
Speaking of a place in the industry, I'm curious, is there a place where Beefmaster really excels as far as geographic area, or are we talking something that can go equator all the way to the pole?
Well, most of the Beefmaster cattle are in the southeast, in the southern states, in Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas. But, we've got cattle in Oregon. We've got cattle spread out in Tennessee, up in the Carolinas. And we know, Tony, that the climate's getting hotter. We know that. We can see the change. And these eared cattle, have the heat tolerance, they have the heterosis, that they can go out and survive about wherever you put them at. And so they can take the cold weather, they can take the heat, and they can also take that, rainforest type of situations in other countries as well.
Okay, let's bring in Lance Bauer now. And Lance, let's put this all together and talk EPDs now. Tell us about it.
So as a breed, to echo everything that Lorenzo and Joe have said, all these economically relevant traits, that's what we're pushing for. We've got EPDs that measure these traits just as the other breeds do. We're continuing to expand on our research to move the breed forward, to strengthen these EPDs, and to create some new EPDs that'll focus on the maternal ability of these cattle, the sustainability of these cattle. Sustainability is the big key word. And that's what we're looking for, is a sustainable animal. And I'm not talking sustainable just as in feed efficiency, but sustainable as in she's going to have a calf every year. Sustainable in it, she's going to be feed efficient, but also sustainable in the feed yard. And I think we've seen that. We're developing tools to help select for those traits and continuing to strengthen what we already have.
So would I be correct in thinking you're not just a cheerleader for Beefmaster, you truly believe it?
I believe it. I believe everything that this breed has done and is doing, and I think that we continue to push forward as we move in the next few years, when I think the cow herd's going to start rebuilding. Beefmaster is going to be the place to go for the maternal cow and the base of your cow herd.
All right, let's bring it full circle now back. Lorenzo, we've talked about Beefmaster. We've found the history of it. We've found what's happening now. We've talked EPDs, but we want to learn more and really get into really digging in. How do we do that?
Well, I guess I would talk about things that make the breed unique or stand out among the competition and the other breeds we're competing against. And one of the things that we're finding people coming to us now that have been using other types of cattle for a long time is they're really struggling with longevity and feet and legs, construction of the animals. And that longevity piece has suddenly come to the forefront as people are realizing there's huge investment in females is not paying off. Cows are only lasting 7 or 8 years before they're falling out, and beef pasture cow can go 12, 13, 14, 15 years. So they really last a long time, stay productive a long time, and that early fertility is there on the front end, which a lot of people don't associate with Brahman influenced cattle. But we have bred at 14 months to calve at 2 for so many generations now that's routine for beef masters. So we're on the same schedule as everybody else, but the cattle are lasting a lot longer, which protects that investment.
All right, we'll finish it up with Joe. If we want to learn more, can we do that online? Is there a place?
Sure, Tony, you can go to beefmasters.org, find all the information about the association, or call us there in Bryan, Texas. We're more than welcome to, you know, any calls, any type of questions, we'll be able to help you answer them.
From the 2024 Cattle Con in Orlando, Florida, I'm Tony St. James on the Farm Station, All Ag, All Day.